This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The chief UN weapons inspectors say they saw the beginning of a change of heart on the part of Iraq. Mohammed El-Baradei and Hans Blix left Baghdad this morning after 2 days of talks. Despite progress, they said they warned Iraq that the UN Security Council is impatient and the drastic change, something spectacular, has to happen in the next days and weeks. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
The chief UN inspectors repeatedly said they think the inspection process is moving ahead. But Hans Blix also expressed caution.
I've perceived a beginning more serious attitude on corporations of substance, and I welcome that. Breakthrough is a bit too strong a word for what we are seeing, but we are seeing some positive elements, and I register that, and I'm glad to register that, and I hope that before the end of the week we'll have more of that. Like Mr. El-Baradei, I would much prefer to see inspection lead to disarmament and some other evolution.
A reference to President Bush's threat to go to war. Asked about a statement by President Bush that the game was over for Iraq, Blix replied,
"Well, we are still in the game."
The inspectors go back to the UN Security Council on Friday with another report. The interpretation of that report is almost bound to be controversial. Iraq may be doing enough to bolster calls from France, Germany, and Russia for continued inspections, but it appears to be doing too little in the eyes of the U.S. to avert war. Mohammed El-Baradei said at this critical time Iraq needs to cooperate 100% on the Security Council's demands. But after several hours of talks, progress remained uneven. The chief inspectors left with stacks of documents Iraq handed over to help explain what happened to large quantities of anthrax and VX nerve agent. It will take officials a few days to assess the material. Blix said he'd also received assurances Iraq would expand a commission to search for weapons, weapons programs, and relevant documents nationwide. The inspectors have been frustrated with Iraq's refusal to provide hard evidence on the fate of anthrax and VX stocks. If the Iraqis can't provide the orders to destroy them, they've asked for the scientists who supervised the destruction or the place where the toxins were dumped. General Amir al-Sadi, Saddam's chief science advisor, told reporters the documents he handed over to Blix had been left over or forgotten. Given how central the anthrax and VX issues are, this excuse reinforces the Bush administration's claims the Iraqis are playing cat and mouse. As for interviews with Iraqi scientists, Blix called this a mixed bag. He said it's encouraging that at long last a few Iraqi scientists have now agreed to private questioning. The UN thinks they'll be more forthcoming if interviewed alone without a government minder. But some continue to balk at one-on-one sessions with the inspectors. And the UN is still trying to get a comprehensive list of leading scientists who were involved in the banned weapons programs. And despite the inspectors' hopes, there was no agreement from Iraq on overflights of U.S. spy planes. Presidential advisor al-Sadi said Baghdad hoped to resolve this before the UN inspectors make their report on Friday, but he did not indicate how that would be done. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.